to shine the shoes of somebody else and to use your topi for them, or your scarf if you're using to cover your head. Wait, that is drop of intelligence. For somebody else's shoes and you losing your crown, that is not a drop of intelligence. Dusro ko deen Allah ki marzi ke mutabik pahunchana hai. When you want to, this is a very important principle, Hazrat has explained, when you want to pass on deen to others, do it according to the, how Allah has taught. Don't give deen to other people breaking the laws of Allah. And this applies across the board for everyone. Today we want to pass deen to other people, breaking Allah's commands, whether we want to give it now via the TV or whether we want to give it now with photos, with all other things, whether we want to give it now with man and woman mixing, but our niyat is good. We have to pass deen. But pass deen within the limits of deen, what is the limits which Allah Ta'ala has said. Allah ko naraz karke dusro ko deen pohunchana hamari zimme zaruri nahi. To make Allah unhappy and to spread deen, that is not our duty at all. To break the laws of Allah and spread deen is not it's not at all permitted. And if we study that how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how firm he was on this point. In fact, how firm Allah was with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you don't compromise on any matter. As far as the matters of deen is concerned, the Quraysh of Makkah, they desired to what we have today and what we call interfaith dialogue, etc. And in there is compromising, to become a bit soft and lenient. Allah said, not at all. You remain firm on the deen, and that is what will bring the right result. That the people will see what the true deen is. Don't compromise on deen at all. Generally, the whole of deen, as we see today what is happening, that deen must spread deen, it is our duty, but within the parameters of deen. Don't break the laws of Allah to enforce the laws of Allah. There is no logic in there. You are breaking Allah's laws to enforce Allah's law. That is all nafs. That nafs is there. Whether it is your name fame, you appear like that, or whether it is your lust and desire, if you feel now, this woman, I must teach her about deen and that, and I have to explain to her, and I have to win her confidence and all that. All this is shaitan's tricks. So within the limits of deen, what Allah has shown, in that way, by all means, as much as you can, convey deen to other people. But to break the laws of Allah Ta'ala, that is not permitted. Also one very important point in that, is that today, the people want to take on different brands of Islam. And we don't like our Buzurg's brand, which we call Jobandiyat, or which we call the Ulama Ahnaf, etc. And there's only one reason for that. The Jobandiyat puts lot of balances, checks and balances in every day. And the others are quite free. So just to break those shackles, come out of Deobandiyat, then you can do what you want. As long as you want to follow our Kabir and Aslaf, they have shown us such restrictions in everything. Like now what we read, how Hazrat has said that. This you won't just get from other people. There is lot of more freedom, more easy going. And in there, lot of things which are not of deen you can bring in easily. Said you open the door for the goat and the camel comes in. And once you open the door, then everything else also comes in. So our Buzurgs were to not allow that at all. Just keep the shop closed. And the others are, no, keep little leeway. What's wrong with this? So you don't have to be so strict. That is the thing. No, you don't have to be so hard. You don't have to be so strict. But that opens the door and shaitan works also. You don't see it in your lifetime perhaps. Or you'll see it in your old age when you can't do anything anymore. Now you'll see what you open the door, the destruction has come. Like photos has been permitted, and now those who permitted it, now they say break your internet, throw it away now, because a lot of fitna has come. Now it's too late, we open the door. And now you're seeing all the filth and the dirt, and you're seeing the muck and the waste and that. Now it's too late, you open the door. So we have to be very, and this is in keeping in line with the ulama of Deoban. A person remains safe in that, and he won't open all these doors And you will get saved from all the fitness, etc.